Hello, Hive Nation. Welcome back to the Hive Nation podcast. Each week, we have leading experts in personal and professional development share their journeys and expertise to help you connect, engage, grow, and evolve. This episode of the Hive Nation podcast is sponsored by Lost River Distillery. Vodka crafted by hand, enjoyed by the best.
Hi Nation, we're here doing a live shoot on location. We're still in the office, but a little different portion of the office. Mr. Greg Cooper and myself, Jason Barish, and today we're going to be talking about challenges. And I'm not talking about the challenges that you occurs on a day-to-day basis, but I'm talking about the challenges that are a challenge that you create in order to create some sort of, whether it be social function or raise funds for a good cause or whatever. And who not a better person to talk to than Greg? Greg's big on doing challenges for, you know, the social aspect of having awareness brought forward to whether it be a disease or a function of sort. We all remember back in the day the ice bucket challenge, and you know, Greg and I were just talking about what he did. Most of it at the end of it just turned out just to be for show. It wasn't ever to raise funds for anything. It was just to piss around, essentially. But you know what Greg's been doing recently has been, you know, very much in the forefront, and you know, and I tip my hat to Greg. So I'm just gonna turn it over to Greg. So Greg, what have you done lately to support challenges and or create challenges for our network that have been, you know, fun and interesting, and also to create awareness?
Yeah, you know, challenges are interesting, and throughout the network we've built, especially with the collective and, you know, Ruck and Rise and the, you know, military first responder group, there's that inherent competitiveness that come from those folks and from athletes, you know, like myself. But we always looked at how can we make social media better? You know, there's this constant wave of negativity where it's, you know, either mindless dumb stuff or, you know, the worst of the worst. Well, if we get all of our friends and everybody on the network, you know, doing a challenge or, you know, moving together as one unit, that's at least, you know, 5 people, turns into 15 people. Well, now that's 15 people a day posting something positive, not just cool because we're showing that, hey, if you're capable, do. You know, if you're capable, push. If you're capable, challenge yourself. But it's backed by, in February, the push-up challenge was for the Canadian Mental Health Association, Push for Better, which was really awesome. Like $2.1 million raised, over 44 million push-ups were done by 50,000 people.
Wow.
That's incredible. That's 50,000 people that went out of their way. You know, I had people reaching out to me that were IT, you know, professionals that were like, man, you know, 20 push-ups was challenging for me at the start. Now I can do 100, you know, within, you know, 10 minutes. And I'm so proud of myself. Also, you know, I raised, you know, a few hundred dollars in my office. Awesome. Job done.
100%.
And it moves away from that, you know, silliness that challenges can bring, you know, like the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, where it can get too far on one side of, oh, everybody's doing it online, so I'm going to be part of this, but why are you doing this? Is it for the right reasons? So, yep. You know, long story short, it's to bring that social awareness, bring a group of like-minded people together to motivate and inspire, you know, individuals while raising awareness and money for amazing causes.
And so why don't you tell the listeners, what challenge are you doing this month?
Yeah, so March, first off, shout out to Allie and Dave Curvin, Ruck and Rise Podcast, and Corey at Mad Hatter. They put together an initiative for myeloma, multiple myeloma cancer. So all of March, it's 10 kilometers a week of walk, run, cycle, or ruck, which our ruck is a weighted backpack or like a military vest. You can give blood and donate to Myeloma Cancer Foundation, and they have like a point system, and they gamified it, so they put together a cool prize pack for anybody doing it to, you know, give a little incentive, but the bigger incentive is, you know, for the cause. Yeah, it's cool, prizes motivate people, which is good, that should be part of it, but the bigger thing is, one, we get people moving. Two, people are going, what's myeloma cancer? You know, oh my God, you know, I had that happen in my family. I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to start raising funds. Didn't even know you know, myeloma was March's month, or that the burgundy ribbon was the myeloma ribbon. I learned all that personally in the last 5 days. And yeah, so that's March's challenge. Definitely go out and do it. And it's, you know, it's not unattainable. 10 kilometers over 7 days. That's just over a kilometer a day. Go and walk. Yeah, I like to push and show people, you know, hey, you can do really cool things. I'm capable, so I put this on myself that I must. You know, I'm going to push it, because if somebody goes, wow, if, you know, Greg can do that, I can, you know, walk with no backpack in the cold, put on my ski goggles and go do it. Or, oh, I'll take my dog for a walk. You know, that counts. It's moving. You're doing something productive, and you're getting out and joining the challenge.
We're not talking about Buster now, are we?
Now, if you have a dog like Buster the Beauty, a kilometer would be a very challenging task.
For anybody who doesn't know, I have a bulldog named Buster, and he's the laziest dude you ever saw in your life. And to do a kilometer would be dragging 95% of that kilometer. So.
And that's a 70-pound ruck at that point. That's a heavy ruck.
I was going to ask you about this as well, and you just brought it up. I just saw this, and I talked about it yesterday with a friend of mine, about giving blood again. Mm. And so it was a big part of my life back when, and for some reason I just kind of stopped. I'm not entirely sure why it stopped. How important is giving blood in your opinion, and you know, and what would you say to anybody who's thinking about or on the fence of giving blood?
Yeah, well, first off, I'm the same way. I used to give blood lots at university when we did all these challenges and fundraisers, and then I stopped for some reason. So this was the kind of kick in the butt to do that. And, you know, looking at the bit of research I did into myeloma cancer, but just in general, giving blood is super, super critical for everybody in Saskatchewan or Canada, for that matter, or the hockey community. We remember the Humboldt crash, and the hospitals were, like, begging. They couldn't get enough, right? They had, you know, all these kids that were mortally injured or severely injured that needed urgent blood, and they were panicking because they didn't have enough. So it's not just, you know, for emergency room trauma or blood transfusions for whatever is needed. Myeloma cancer, if I get this wrong, I apologize, but it attacks the white blood cells. So they need plasma if they're going through the treatment. So blood for that is super critical. And it, you know, it's fairly easy. Yeah, you can be scared of needles. It's, you know, it is a scary thing, giving your blood. And, you know, I know people that are afraid of that. So, you know, bring a friend, bring some support with you. You can book online at Canadian Blood Bank. Like, it's super, super simple system. You can walk in the door and probably give blood. But there's so many areas where it's needed. I think it's so critical to do.
I think I'm going to definitely start doing that again, just from the... I saw a commercial, actually, that's where it came up, and I thought to myself, like, why don't I do that yet? Like, how did that end? Like, it just kind of ended.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's not something you need to do every day or can. It's, you know, if you really want to push the envelope on it, for men, it's like once every 56 days, daylight. For women, I think it's like 76 days. So, you know, put a reminder in your calendar. Oh. That's, you know, the week that I need to go get blood. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know how long the procedure is, but I'm, you know, not very long. You sit there, read your ebook, you know, listen to Buck and Rice Podcast, Collective, Hive Nation Podcast, you know, the best three podcasts out there.
Yep. Agreed.
And, you know, it's a pretty thankless, or, you know, pretty simple thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's your challenge, great. Perfect challenge.
You know, yep.
Give blood once every 56 days or...
Yeah, I think that's a good initiative for anybody listening. Like, if you have ever thought about giving blood or you're on the fence, I think maybe just look into it a little bit more. And I think I would say go ahead and just do it. It doesn't hurt at the end of the day, and mm-hmm. it doesn't affect you at all. And you could, you know, save a life or two or five. You know, you just never know. You know, who's gonna be needing it, and it might be somebody in your family. You never know. So I'm just. I'm not preachy by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm just saying I'm going to give it a try again. And it's just for the good of you know, humankind.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of good people out there, but there's not enough, you know, vision on, back to my original point, on the social movement and the social impact of challenges. There's not enough visibility on the good. You know, there's lots of it now. And if you really care, you can tailor your social feeds to show almost all positive. Delete the noise, get rid of the people that, you know, aren't supporting or laughing. Well, that's a dumb challenge. What an ignorant thing to say. Delete. Easy. Job done.
Easy.
Like, and that's what I do these days.
100%.
Like, if you're not in the wave, you're in my way.
100%.
Like,
have zero time for that.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, it baffles my mind. But
so, going forward then, Greg, do you have any challenges in mind, you know, for the, without giving anything away, obviously, but, you know, so this is March, April, May coming up, you know, you, I think you wanted to do it kind of every month going forward.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Chance Burles and me were talking about this. We're like, let's just do a challenge every month. And actually, I can't leave out Zach from the Canadian podcast and Mantel. When he started Warmth and Words in November, I think that's when the kind of ball got rolling on all of it, where it's like, yeah, this was cool. You know, we got some people sharing stories. You know, what next? We can't do the same thing every month. I'm like, well, let's just, you know, spin the bottle and see. Okay, your turn to pick. Name the challenge, name the place, name the thing, let's do it.
Yep.
And I think it's as simple as that. And I think, you know, doing a challenge every month, part of the pull for me, it's how can you make your time work for you? I know I need to do this every day. Okay, well, instead of going catatonic, going, there's no way, that's impossible, the only reason you can do that is because you're probably not working hard enough or not doing anything. No, it's 30 minutes.
Yep.
You don't have, it's not run a marathon today, it's move.
Yep.
It's 20 push-ups. It's, yep, 100 push-ups, right? Anytime you can, just segment it, make time for it. Instead of watching, you know, a second episode of Netflix, you know, one episode of Netflix done, okay, now I gotta move.
Yep.
And just set that and tell your friends. And that is why, you know, I had a friend say, why don't you just do it and not share it? I said, well, then one, there's no social awareness. Two, I'm not accountable then.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as it's out there and people see day one, they go, okay, where's day two? Oh, he finally did it. I thought he wasn't going to do it.
Or and it might be even like just the motivation that some people need to see somebody else doing it and putting it out there, mm-hmm, and think to themselves, well, if Greg can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not a superhero. I'm just a normal guy.
I'm just saying that, you know, it may be just that motivation that somebody might need that, you know, they didn't know where to find it from, you know, the motivation from.
Mm, absolutely. Well, and it's, like I said to you, I was having a conversation with, you know, I've had this with a number of the people in the network. It's like that Spider-Man meme where it's like, man, you inspire me. No, but you inspire me. But he inspires both of us. And it's, if that is the issue we're having, that's the perfect storm of everybody that's doing this is motivating each other and inspiring each other equally.
It is.
So now there's this group that are all here with each other. And now there's people seeing that bounce off, that bleed effect of high performers.
Yeah. And the people that we've got now within our network and who are, you know, we support, they support us, are really like some of the best people that we've ever met, like by any stretch of the imagination.
Yep, absolutely. And I do apologize. I got to go back to your question there too before we get a little off track on, you know, what's next. So yes, we're going to do challenges every month, you know, for the next 8,000 months, whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. But yeah, there's a couple in June. Don't want to give that one away yet, but Zach and me are going to build a challenge to support somebody doing some next level stuff.
Okay, I know who that somebody is.
This guy is a savage and he inspires tons and tons of people. So we'll drop that one soon. And then, you know, for people that absolutely don't move, maybe you can't, you know, whatever reason you can't do the movement challenges or the fitness challenges. I understand. So, you know, the one that I've been really playing around with and I see people do it is, you know, this month, every day, you know, share or tag or post three individuals or pages or companies that motivate you, that inspire you to do better and be better. And now we have that effect of the social awareness where now it's all the network helping each other grow and get more eyes on them. Because it's like every time our network grows, it's like, man, everybody needs this person. It's like, I wish everybody saw that 15-second clip today the world would be a little bit better place. So that's going to be a challenge, you know, maybe even next month. I'll throw it out there and start putting that together. But I think that one, literally everybody can do.
Yep. No, I love it.
It's a button click.
That's, it's good, but at the same time, you know, like this, the things that you're doing is very much motivational to, I think, a lot of people. So, you know, I give you kudos to that, Greg. I think it's a great work. I think it's great, outreach, and, you know, somebody has to do it. And mm-hmm. So, you know, kudos to you for doing it.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about, you know, more why challenges too, a little bit more in depth. And I go back to a couple phases, a couple times. One, you know, it was, I always seem to do things the hard way. You know, always tried to push a little more and do a couple more. I asked my dad this not too long ago. He's like, I don't know what gene or what clicked, but he's like, that was always in you. And then, you know, I kind of started thinking about some of the great causes we've been involved with. And when I was in high school, we did this fundraiser that was started by some students before me called the Ride of the Mustangs. And it was for the Alberta Children's Hospital. There was a student that had leukemia, and it was for him originally, and then they turned it, and it's over 10, it's 15 years now. They've raised millions of dollars for the hospital.
Wow.
The school's won philanthropy awards. It's really cool. But the year I got to take over as the chair of that event, the very first meeting, at the bottom of the presentation, I had the goal target. Now, the year before, we raised like $99,000. So everybody thought I was going to put, you know, three digits. I did, except it was 150,000. And everybody went, like the principal's like, this kid's nuts. And I'm like, what's the worst that can happen? We raise 150 plus, or, you know, we fall short and it's still an awesome thing. But it's like, if we set the target too easy, you know, we're not going to push. We're just going to go, oh, that was attainable. We only need $1,000 more. We just need to go, hey, JB, just one more grand this year?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the point, right? It's the push and to make people want to work harder. So kids were knocking on more doors. You know, they were going to every business they knew in Airdrie. And that year we raised like $153,000. And everybody turned up and looked at each other and went, look what we did. Then it was like a constant, like, can we keep this momentum? Can we push it further? What's our cap?
Mm-hmm.
And like to date, like they're well over $1 million, but
wow.
It was always that. It's like, I don't know why, but it's like, you know, we can do that or we can go one more, because it's like, much to your point, if somebody sees that we went one more, it's like, oh wow, a group of kids did this.
Yep.
You know, maybe TC Energy saw that and went, cool, we're going to raise, you know, $2 million. I don't know if that happened, but you know, if a group of kids can do it, anybody can do it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause that's all we were.
Yeah. No, that's really great. That's usually how, you know, how fundraising starts, is always an idea and always a, you know, a goal in mind. But with that goal in mind, you always push to make sure that you have that goal in mind, right? And that's always, mm-hmm. you know, and when you have everybody pushing for the same goal in mind, it's, you know, pretty easy to get to that goal. That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. Well, and all it takes is one, right? You know, that's why, like, I think I've said it every day, like, shout out to Allie and Dave. Like, their why is very near and dear to them for Myeloma March. And, you know, they're leading the charge. And it's so inspiring that, you know, they're finding ways to bring a community together. So, you know, it always just starts with one. So if, you know, anybody listening to this has something in mind or has a cause that they're really near and dear to, or, you know, think, oh, it'd be so great if I could just help out some way. You know, philanthropy is the word that gets thrown around with it. It's not just monetary. If
No.
you can create eyes on something and get the right people looking and create awareness, you know, if that's all you're capable of right now is just the action, do that.
Yep.
And then go, hey, best friend, I'm going to start raising money for XYZ Foundation because this, great. Now tell the next person, put a social media post up. And if five people are the only people doing that challenge, great. That's five more people than yesterday.
It's a movement.
Exactly.
You know, it's more than just a challenge as per se. It's a movement towards a goal, right? And that's, you know, so for you guys to be, you know, take the bull by the horns and do it, not everybody is going to do that, right? Like, period.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for you guys to do it, it takes big balls, and it takes you know, to put yourself out there. Like, there's not very many people who do it, and yet I think there's a lot of people that see you as inspiration. So kudos to you, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. And it's funny, the one thing that I try to keep that perspective, you know, we talk about perspective lots, and these type of challenges lend yourself a lot of perspective. I went on this terrible rock the other day at knee-deep snow. It sucked. The whole way through, I was in pain, like that hurt. But that night on one of the myeloma pages that I finished, like, shared the story of this individual that, you know, got diagnosed with myeloma and then went, well, now I'm going to run a marathon. And during his whole, like, 8 years he's had myeloma, he's run, like, 12 marathons. I might get this wrong. I'll have to share it tonight. You know, 22 half marathons. And then he got symptoms. Then he got chemo, and he had to do, like, really heavy treatment. Then he ran another one after he had, like, bone grafts in his shin and everything. And I'm like, his heart is nowhere near. Mine's peanuts. And I'm like, you know, somebody battling any kind of illness, I'm like, they didn't choose to fight that battle. They didn't choose that challenge. Well, I chose this challenge. This means that challenge, the challenge in front of me, is easy. So I always lend myself that perspective. Whatever I'm doing, it's like, this is peanuts. This is momentary. In about 20 minutes, I'll be back in my warm house drinking some water. And yeah, life's going to be good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to go back to the hospital tomorrow.
Yeah.
And get, you know, some kind of treatment, or, you know, I don't have to think, you know, what's next because of this illness.
That's a great mindset. You
know, lend yourself perspective, and it's not that hard.
Yeah, no, that's a great mindset. And there's always people worse off, so.
Absolutely. And, you know, like you said, just start. It's just a challenge. It's only going to be momentarily, you know, inconvenient, but the cause and the social impact is far beyond that.
Well, Greg, I look forward to your challenges coming up, and the creativity within some of them. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hive Nation, of course, you can find Greg on here, or you can find Greg. I'm not sure what your Instagram handle is.
I got to change it. It's G Coops, COOPS, 10 underscore. I got to figure out a new handle, but I'll tag it in this stuff. And you can find us at the Hive Professional Network, Buzzy Performance Lab, Ruck and Rice Podcast, again, shout out to them, Mad Hatter Industries, The Collective, Chance Burrell, Sean Taylor. You know, the list is going to go on of people you need to follow that are taking part in this stuff, but it's an impressive group.
Very impressive group.
I'm very proud to be part of that group, just by association, so.
Ditto. Well, Greg, that was a great conversation, and just everybody who's listening to this, just stay attention or stay tuned to the challenges that are coming forward, and the March challenge that's going on right now, the myeloma ruck or run or walk, bike, dog, whatever you want to do, you just go ahead and do it. But it all goes for a good cause, and I'm definitely looking forward to next month, Greg.
Thanks, JB.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
And Hive Nation, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode and others like it with anybody in your network that you think could benefit from it. And if you see anybody doing any challenges this month or in the months to come, you know, it takes 2 seconds to share it to your story, share it with your friend group, you know, just get some more eyes on it, because that goes a lot further than the funny dog meme.
Also, one last thing I'd like to mention as well. We have an open challenge out there right now, if you want to call it that. For anybody who's written a book, for anybody who has thoughts about writing a book, even maybe, and you don't know where to start or how you want to get it out there, contact us. You can DM us or email us, whatever you want to do. And we would love to review your book online. We have, on our podcast, we've done a couple now, 3-4 maybe?
Yep.
And we have another big one coming up with Annie Nakvi. Annie was on a few weeks ago. She's the tsunami survivor. And she's going to have an extended version of that podcast on doing her book review. So that'll be a really good one. But anybody who's listening to this and they have a book and you want to do a review of it online with us on the podcast, contact us. We would be more than happy to do that.
Absolutely.
So anyway, Hive Nation, you know where to get a hold of us. Feel free to reach out directly to Greg and I personally if you'd like. But thank you very much, Greg. Appreciate it.
Thank you, B. Hive Nation, we're out.